if you don't think what you're doing is worth it, you won't be consistent, because why would you? If it's not going to pay off, why would I do it?
Or do you avoid discomfort? Because the truth of the matter is that consistency is really, really challenging to upkeep. And if you don't understand that, I think that you'll spin your wheels a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 7 episodes a week, 6 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and myself, and one world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, number 718, How Much Does Money Really Matter to You? Today, for episode number 719, Why Aren't You Consistent? This is actually our second time recording this because Alan forgot to turn the camera on.
Oh, yeah.
The first time. So here we are. I was having a conversation the other day. It's always funny when we have to redo episodes because we tell the same exact story that we did the first time. I was having a conversation the other day. We were talking about peak performance tracking. If you want to learn more about that, group coaching starts September 7th.
Oh, yeah.
And this person said, I don't know. I'm not super consistent and I don't know why. And I said, well, I think it's one of a few things, but the one I want to talk to today is certainty. So I'll switch my story so it's not the same. If I wake up in the morning, I didn't go to the gym today because I had a podcast interview super early, but if I go to sleep and I wake up and I'm not certain of what I'm going to do at the gym, I have way more excuses of why not to do it. Well, you know, if you're going to do legs, it takes longer to do your morning mobility to do legs. It just does. It takes longer. And your knee sleeves are in the laundry and you didn't prep for that. That right there is a lack of consistency. I'm not going to end up going. If I have to, you know, I like to wear a certain thing when I do a certain muscle group. I'm a little bit weird. It just is what it is. But if I don't have that thing, that eliminates the consistency as well. Alan and Amy, shout out to Amy on the team, are the keeper of the lists. So we have so many lists of you guys who we've talked to, clients, shows we've been on, mentees, mentors, everything. We have a giant list of everything, thanks to Alan.
Thank you, bro.
And Amy and everybody on the team now is kind of upkeeping that. If you were to wake up in the morning and you had a podcast like us, and one of the things you were supposed to do every day was connect with a podcast listener, how difficult would it be to do that consistently if you didn't know who to reach out to? The lack of certainty holds people back so, so much. I mean, you use the Netflix analogy, I'll let you use that. But if you don't know exactly what you're going to do, you're going to have way more friction in between you and that actual activity. So try to figure out where you can get more certainty and how you can lock that in before you have the actual habit.
So fire. And the certainty comes from clarity. Clarity not only of what your macro goals are on the long term, but also your micro goals. Be nice if I could talk. Kevin's macro laughing. Macro goals. But the other analogy that I used on the last episode that we did not end up using because I didn't hit record, that
at
is on
this
me.
Rate, this one's going to go in the trash.
I apologize. Was basically this. Whenever I want to watch a movie on Netflix, I'll go to Netflix. We have a big, huge 80-inch smart TV.
Well, excuse me.
It's awesome. Things awesome.
Must be good over Home in theater. Alan Lazarus LLC.
Yeah, things are very good. So anyways, I click on the movie tab and sometimes I scroll for like an obnoxious amount of time, like 15 minutes. And it's like, honestly, I don't think I'm going to watch a movie and then I'll go eat something or whatever. But when Emilia and I have a specific movie, like what was it that we watched? We watched Goldmember a while back.
It's a good one.
It's hilarious, right? Austin Powers, Goldmember. And I actually just rent movies on YouTube. It's like $3.99 for a HD movie, $2.99 for a regular movie. I haven't been doing that since we moved into the new home because I don't have the Apple TV set up and our smart TV, the 80-inch, doesn't actually use YouTube well because it's a 3D TV. Okay. Excuse me. But that's my point.
Does it come with glasses?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we have glasses. Okay. So basically, we are much more likely to follow through on actually watching a movie when we have a premeditated decision rather than scrolling through Netflix for 15 minutes, especially at the end of the day when our decision fatigue is high and we just kind of want to relax. And so that's the key. Clarity creates execution. It creates consistency. So you got to have clarity. There's two other things that we want to talk about on this episode. So the first one's clarity, two others. The second one is your environment. I don't think people understand the power of their environment. So, for example, James Clear has this awesome speech that I sent to the entire NLU team, and I actually required everyone read it. Required audio. But it's so powerful. And he basically talks about this. He says, it is impossible to consistently have positive habits in a negative environment. And the example that I use for this, Emilia and I in the new home, we have a 3 minutes away, bless you.
Thank you.
We have a gym that this is going right off the rails.
I just realized in this moment that I'm allergic to bullshit.
That's from a movie. That's from iRobot.
Is it?
Yeah, Bill Smith says that.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
So anyways, No worries.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
We're giggly today. We're powering through. So there's a gym 3 minutes away called Anytime Fitness. Emilia and I have two different gyms. One's Impact. It's a better gym. It's a bodybuilder gym. It's definitely more motivating. They have way more equipment. And then the one that's 3 minutes away is the one that we tend to go to. And let's say I had a late call or Emilia had a late coaching call. I'll like text her and I'll say, honestly, babe, I'll just meet you at home. Let's go to that gym. Even though we were planning on going to Impact, what we ended up going to is Anytime Fitness because the friction is way lower. We only have that gym 3 minutes away. It's a 3 minute drive there, 3 minutes home. We get to bed earlier. We get better sleep. There's a really good ripple effect. And so the idea here is that if you don't have your environment set up for success, in other words, if you don't make it easy, I think Kevin alluded to not having his knee sleeves or not having the right gym clothes.
I put my gym clothes out the night before usually. Like they'll be on the couch the night before so I can get them. I know I get out of bed so I don't wake Taryn up. I'll run out to the living room, change, and then get going.
Game changer. Absolute game changer. I have my foam roller in my office because I actually foam rolled this morning because I know that's where I'm going to be in the morning. Yeah. So the key is to set your environment up for success. So number one is clarity. Number two is your environment.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy Lennius, and I am co-host of the Evolution of Mom podcast. I can't say enough about Kevin, Alan, and their entire team over at Next Level University. When Charisse and I decided to expand our influence to empower and help as many women as possible, we knew that these were the guys to call to make that dream a reality. Not only did they help us with every aspect of our podcast, they have both become mentors in every aspect of my life. If you are looking to level up your life in any way, shape, or form, you are absolutely in the right space. I look forward to seeing this beautiful community of growth-minded people that you guys have created expand, and I can't wait to see all the incredible value I know you're going to bring us in the future. Thank you guys so much.
Number three, this is a deep belief. This is the identity place. And I remember Kevin and I were in Colorado. We met a woman named Lauren Johnson, who was a peak performance mental mindset coach for the Yankees. We had her on the show.
Yes.
And she said, Alan, it seems to me like you have a really strong, powerful, positive relationship with discomfort. And she had met me in person and I said, okay, that's interesting. She said the biggest detriment to people's long-term success and consistency is their relationship to discomfort. And so what I want to talk to the listeners about today is, do you have a positive relationship with discomfort? Or do you avoid discomfort? Because the truth of the matter is that consistency is really, really challenging to upkeep. And if you don't understand that, I think that you'll spin your wheels a lot. I think a lot of people believe that consistency is like something that some people have and some people don't, when I don't think they really understand how challenging it is to actually be consistent. I mean, I didn't want to go to the gym last night. I still did. I had 9 calls yesterday. I had four calls with the team, 3 calls with clients, and then 1 podcast that went really late, actually.
I believe that's eight.
And that's because one ended up getting canceled, or I canceled one. But I didn't want to go. But I think that you and I have an identity that says we are consistent. Mm-hmm. We never miss. And I think it's important for our listeners to embody that identity.
And the last thing too, and I think this is important to add, you might not believe what you're doing is actually going to be worth it.
Right.
I think that's a whole nother thing is like, it's really hard to go to the gym when nothing is changing. You know, like I know you've been dieting. I started dieting. It's like for the first week, nothing happens. The number on the scale stays the same or goes up.
Right.
Because that's just the fluctuations of being a human. And if you don't understand that you're actually playing for something longer than what you're doing now, you know, reading a page a week for the first 7 days doesn't really do much. But at the end of, you know, whatever, at the end of a year, you've read a book. Right. Like it adds up over time. So I think that's another important distinction is like, if you don't think what you're doing is worth it, you won't be consistent because why would you? If it's not going to pay off, why would I do it? I think that's another important one.
A page a week? Is that your run rate?
I just straight up. A page a day, whatever. Yeah. Okay, a page a day is a book.
365 days a year. Yeah, it's a book a year.
It's 40 minutes. So if you did 40 minutes, that's 280 minutes a week times 52, whatever that is. That's my goal. 40 minutes minimum. Fire. But it adds up. And it's easy to say like, this isn't really doing anything. But when you start to see the results, it's like, but unfortunately, often the results come long after you normally would have tapped out due to lack of them.
And then when you get the results, you're like, I don't really have to do this anymore. Like mobility, I started to feel really, really good. And then I fell off Ramwood.
I'll give you this. This is something and I'm sure you've seen this too. And then we'll get out of here. Early entrepreneurs do this all the time. They prospect and they get 5 or 6 clients and they're like, this is awesome. And then they stop building relationships with people and then they lose 1 or 2 clients and then they end up broke and they have to do the whole process again. I am guilty as charged when it comes to that. That is why Alan and I are always trying to build relationships and make sure that we, you know, are bringing people in and onboarding people and all that. So when you stop doing what got you to the dance, you don't get to dance anymore.
Fine.
That is one of my favorite quotes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, it is Saturday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days from today, our fourth round of group coaching is opening up. I believe we still have a few openings available. If you really want help with consistency, we talk so much about that. And there's something about being in a group of other people that helps you with the accountability of being consistent. You will be the most consistent version of yourself over those 90 days. Please join us.
And you will get peak performance tracking for the full 90 days. We already have several people in group 4. We've only got a few spots available. Reach out to Kevin or myself if you have any questions, or you can go to the website nextleveluniverse.com. The link will be in the show notes. You can click group coaching tab and all the information is there. Group coaching, yes, will make you more consistent than you've ever been before. And again, if you don't feel the value, we will literally, within the first 30 days, if you don't feel the value, you can ask for your money back and we will give it back.
It's coming right out of Alan's wallet.
Perfect.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Tomorrow, I actually already named, what does that mean? Torioletto. We were joined by our friend Torioletto, relationship expert at NY Therapist on Instagram. What our triggers teach us. We talked all about triggers. We talked about your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others, how to get out of the guilt trip that friends and family often put us in. Very valuable episode. Tori's one of our favorite guests, one of our favorite human beings. We hope you'll enjoy that. As always, no fans, just family. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.